Exodus chapter number 3. Sa Bible, Exodus chapter 3 and verse number 2. Bible says, "And the angel of the Lord appeared unto him in a flame of fire out of the midst of a bush. And he looked, and behold, the bush burned with fire, and the bush was not consumed."
Kung Tagalogin po natin ang Bible, ang sabi ng Bible, at anghel ng Panginoon, at ang anghel ng Panginoon ay nagpakita sa kanya sa isang ningas na apoy na mula sa gitna ng mababang punong kahoy o yung palumpong. Tama ba yon, palumpong? Bush or shrub? At siya'y tumingin at masdan, ang palumpong ay nagliliyab o naglalagablab. Ngunit hindi ito nasusunog o hindi ito natupok, no? Natupok. Ang ibig sabihin ng Exodus, yung libro na binabasa natin na kanina, ang ibig sabihin ng Exodus ay lumabas o ang paglabas. Kaya isinasalaysay nitong librong Exodus ang paglabas ng Israel sa Ehipto. The word Exodus that we just read, the book of chapter 3, verses 1 and 10. Listen. The word Exodus means exit. And this book describes the exit of Israel from Egypt. Ang kamatayan ni Jose at ang tawag ng Diyos kay Moises upang iligtas ang Israel mula sa pang-aalipin ng Ehipto ay mga 198 years na nakalipas. So between the death of Joseph and the call of God to Moses to redeem or to rescue Israel from the slavery of Egypt, we're looking at 198 years. 198 years, and God finally answers their prayer requests, their plea for salvation, their call for help. Ang Israel ay nasa lupain ng pagkaaalipin, pero ihinanda ng Diyos ang isang tagapagligtas. Makinig. Naghanda ang Diyos ng isang tagapagligtas. Ito si Moises. Israel was in the land of slavery to Egypt, but God prepared a Savior, a deliverer. His name is Moses. So kahit na natutunan ni Moises ang lahat ng karunungan ng mga Ehipto, siya ay makapangyarihan sa mga salita at sa gawa, ayon sa Gawa chapter 7 verse 22, hindi sapat ang training na nakuha niya sa Egypt upang pamunuan niya ang mga anak ni Israel. Upang sa una niyang 4 na taon ng kanyang buhay, trinain siya as an Egyptian. Pero hindi sapat ang training para mamuno sa mga Israel at gumabay sa kanila. Ang susunod na 40 taon ni Moises ay pagpapanatili niya sa disyerto bago siya pinamahala sa kawan ng Diyos. Inalaga niya ang kawan ni Jethro. Natutunan niya na maging masipag at matiyaga at umasa sa Panginoon. Moses were taught in the Bible in Acts chapter 7 verse 22. You don't have to turn there. But in Acts chapter 7 verse 22, Moses was learned, was taught and trained in the ways of the Egyptian, and he was mighty in word and mighty in deeds. He was a powerful man. And yet, even though he was trained in Egypt, his training in Egypt is totally inadequate to help the children of Israel to lead the flock of God. So for the next 40 years of his life, Moses learned to take care of the sheep of Jethro, the flock of Jethro. He learned how to be patient. He learned how to work hard. And he learned to trust in the Lord. And only then, when he was patient and loving and trusting in the Lord, did God finally use him to rescue the children of Israel and to lead them clear to the promised land of God. So dinala ni Moises ang kawan ng kanyang biyanan na si Jethro yung pari ng Midian, at sa likod o sa kabila ng ilang ng ilang siya ay nakarating sa bundok ng Diyos, at ang bundok ng Diyos ay tawag doon Horeb. So Moses took the flock of Jethro, the priest of Midian, his father-in-law. Rachel, makinig. Upo ng maayos. Okay? He brought the flock to the backside of the desert, and he saw Mount Horeb, the mountain of God. And doon sa Horeb, kung babasahin natin ang Bible, sa Horeb, inatasan si Moises ng Diyos. Sa Horeb, nakuha niya ang tubig galing sa bato, Exodus chapter 17. Sa Horeb, nagsisi ang mga tiga-Israel, Exodus chapter 33. At sa Horeb rin, naglakbay sila ng 11 araw galing sa Kadesh Barnea. So talagang merong geographic na location ang Mount Horeb talaga. Siguro parang Sinai din yun, no? Malapit din sa Sinai. Now, Horeb, the mountain of God, is a true geographic location in the Bible. There really is a Mount Horeb, okay? It was in Mount Horeb that Moses received the call from God. It was in Horeb that he got water out of the rock. It was at Horeb that that children of Israel repented of sin. And it was in Horeb that they had to journey for 11 days from Kadesh Barnea to Horeb. And so this is a true story. Yung salaysay dito sa Exodus, true story ito. This is not a fairy tale. What we read in the Bible is true. It's not a fairy tale. So, ito yung mga lessons na pag-aaralan natin ngayon. Ang palumpong na nagliab pero hindi nasusunod. Ang palumpong na nagliab pero hindi nasusunod. Bakit? Ano nangyari doon at anong makukuha natin? Number one, ang pangitain mula sa palumpong. Ano ang nakita ni Moises doon? In verse number 1 to verse number 3, the Bible says, "Now Moses kept the flock of Jethro, his father-in-law, the priest of Midian, and he led the flock to the backside of the desert and came to the mountain of God, even to Horeb. The angel of the Lord appeared unto him in a flame of fire out of the midst of a bush, and he looked, and behold, the bush burned with fire, and the bush was not consumed. And Moses said, I will now turn aside and see this great sight, why this bush is not burnt." Bakit hindi ito nasusunog? Itong nagliliyab na palumpong, no? Bakit nagliliyab ang palumpong pero hindi ito kinakain ng sunog? Kasi, makinig kayo, kaya hindi nasusunog yung palumpong, nandun ang Diyos sa kalagitnaan. Alam natin na ang Diyos ay nagpakita dahil tinawag siyang Panginoon at Diyos sa verse number 4. Alam natin na ang nasa loob ng palumpong na nasusunog ay ang Diyos kasi tinawag Panginoon at tinawag Diyos ang nasa loob. Tingnan mo ang verse number 4. "And when Moses, and when the Lord saw that he turned aside to see, God called unto him out of the midst of the bush and said, Moses, Moses. And he said, Here am I. So it was the Lord, and it was God who called out unto him." Ang tawag sa pangitain ng Diyos bago siya ay nagkatawang tao ay theophanic appearance. Theophanic. Theophanic. Diyos na nagpakita. Theophany. Theophanic appearance. Whenever we read the Bible and we see God manifesting himself prior to the incarnation, prior to the great reason that we celebrate Christmas, we call that a theophany. A theophany. And that's mainly, it's a big word, but all it means is God manifesting himself. And so God manifested himself in the burning bush. That was God showing himself. Phanein. Theo, God. Phanein, to show. God shows himself. Now, ito ang pinakamahalaga. Kaya hindi nasunog yung palumpong. Kung nasaan ang Diyos, kahit saan siya, basta siya ay nasa kalagitnaan, hindi mapapahamak ng apoy ang anumang bagay o anumang sinumang tauhan kapag nandyan ang Diyos sa kalagitnaan. Kaya pagdating ng paghihirap, pagdating ng sakit, pagdating ng apoy, basta ang Diyos ay nasa inyong kalagitnaan, hindi ka mapapahamak. Maaring mapahamak ang katawan, pero hindi mapapahamak ang kaluluwa. Bakit? Kapag ang Diyos ay nasa kalagitnaan, hindi mapapahamak ang sinuman o anumang bagay. Tingnan mo halimbawa ang Deuteronomy chapter 4 verse 20. Whenever God is in the midst of something, it will never be consumed. It will never be destroyed as long as God is in the midst of it. So in your troubles and in your trials, as long as God is in the middle of your trials and your struggles, you won't be defeated by your struggles and trials. You will not be overtaken. You will not be overwhelmed. You will not be destroyed by those trials and the fiery trials that try you, as long as God is in the midst of you. Now, I want to show this to you in the Bible. Wherever God is in the midst, it will never be destroyed. Look at Deuteronomy chapter 4, verse 20. Deuteronomy chapter 4, verse 20. This shows you that God was in the midst of Israel, the nation of Israel. But the Lord, but the Lord hath taken you and brought you forth out of the iron furnace, even out of Egypt, to be unto him a people of inheritance, as ye are this day. So, yung nation of Israel, hindi sila, siyempre, naging alipin sila, naghirap sila, nagdusa sila, pero hindi sila na nawala, hindi sila nalusaw sa paghihirap. Dumating ang Panginoon at sila ay rinescue ng Panginoon kasi nandyan siya sa kalagitnaan. Ang sabi ng Bible, He hath brought you forth out of the iron furnace, na sa kalagitnaan ng kalan tinanggal ng Diyos ang Israel sa Egypt. Nasa kalagitnaan ng ang Diyos sa iglesia. Tingnan mo ang Matthew chapter 16 verse 18. Not only is God in the midst of Israel, but God is in the midst of His church. Look at Matthew chapter 16, verse 18. Pardon me. Matthew 16, 18. And I say also unto thee, that thou art Peter, upon this rock I will build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. So kahit na yung pang pintuan ng impyerno ay hindi magwawagi, yung manlulupig ay hindi magwawagi laban sa kanya. Bakit? Nasa kalagitnaan ng iglesia ang Panginoong Hesukristo. Kahit nasaan, kung nasaan sa kalagitnaan ng Diyos, hindi magwawagi, hindi magtatagumpay ang kalaban. Amen? Look at Isaiah 43 verse 1 and 2. Isaiah chapter 43 verse 1 and 2. Pastor, pag tinanggap ko ang Panginoong Hesukristo sa aking puso, pag binuksan ko ang aking puso at nagpakumbaba ako, nagsisi sa mga kasalanan, sa maling paniniwala, at tinanggap ko siya bilang aking tagapagligtas, ang Diyos ba'y nasa kalagitnaan ko? Isaiah chapter 43 verses 1 and 2. This is what the Bible says. But now thus saith the Lord that created thee, O Jacob, and he that formed thee, O Israel, fear not, for I have redeemed thee. I have called thee by thy name. Thou art mine. When thou passest through the waters, I will be with thee. And through the rivers, they shall not overflow thee. And when thou walkest through the fire, thou shalt not be burned. Neither shall the flames kindle upon thee. For I am the Lord thy God, the Holy One of Israel, thy Savior. I gave Egypt for thy ransom, Ethiopia and Seba for thee. So pala, kapag Kristiyano ka, kahit na ano pang mangyari sa'yo, palaging kasama mo ang Diyos. At pag siya ang nasa iyong kalagitnaan, dumating man ang anumang masamang bagay, hindi ka pababayaan ng Diyos. Number two, ang pagbubunyag ng Panginoon. Ang pagbubunyag ng Panginoon. Look at Exodus chapter number 3. And so we see this one principle in Scripture. Wherever God is in the midst of something or someone, that something or someone will always be preserved. So God was in the midst of Israel. Israel is preserved. God is in the midst of His church. His church will be preserved. God is in the midst of a Christian. The Christian will always be preserved, no matter what happens. That's a wonderful promise from God. Now, let's look at the message. What is God trying to reveal to Moses? Exodus chapter 3, verse number 4. And when the Lord saw that he turned aside to see, God called unto him out of the midst of the bush and said, Moses, Moses. And he said, Here am I. And he said, Draw not nigh thither, put off thy shoes from off thy feet, for the place wherein thou standest is holy ground. Kinilala ng Diyos bilang siya na nasa kalagitnaan ng palumpong. Siya ang Diyos. In fact, magmula nito, yan ang kinilala ang Panginoon bilang siya na nasa kalagitnaan na nagliliyab na palumpong. Halimbawa, Deuteronomy chapter 33 verse 16. Deuteronomy chapter 33 verse 16. From this point on in Exodus, God is known as the God who was in the midst of the burning bush. For example, Deuteronomy chapter 33 and verse 16. This is what the Bible says. For the precious things of the earth and the fullness thereof, for the goodwill of him that dwelt in the bush, let the blessings come upon the head of Joseph and upon the top of the head of him that was separated from his brethren. So, kinilala ang Diyos na siya yung nasa kalagitnaan ng palumpong. That became one of his names, a name of God. Amazing, isn't it, that we learn these things. And God called Moses, sabi niya, Moses, Moses. Dalawang beses tinawag niya si Moises. Sa Bible, pag tinawag ang isang tao dalawang beses ng Panginoon, ito ay mahalaga at nagpapatunay na madalian o apurahan. Ano ba yan? Apurahan or apurahan? Apurahan. Merong immediate, there's an immediate response that is required. Halimbawa, sa 1 Samuel chapter 3 verse 10, tinawag ng Diyos si Samuel. Anong sinabi ng Diyos kay Samuel? Samuel, Samuel. Kaya agad tumayo si Samuel. Gumising siya. Nagmadali si Samuel. So, when God said, Moses, Moses, it was an urgent call. And Moses said, Here am I, immediately. Nagpapatunay nito sa Exodus chapter 3 verse 5, makinig. Makinig na. Tingin dito. Exodus 3:5. Unan, nagpapatunay ito na ang Diyos ay banal. Look at chapter 3 verse 5. And he said, Draw not nigh hither, put off thy shoes from off thy feet, for the place wherein thou standest is holy ground. Holy ground. Kung nasaan ang Diyos, ito po ay banal na lugar. Kaya sabi niya kay Moises, tanggalin mo yung sapatos ay sinelas sapagkat ang lupa ay sagrado na, banal. Ang Diyos ay banal at ang Diyos ay Diyos ng buhay. Look at verse number 6. Excuse me. Verse number 6. Moreover, he said, I am the God of thy father, the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, the God of Jacob. Alam niyo po yung sa Ingles, yung present tense. Ano yung present tense dyan? I am. Kapag past tense, ano yung past tense ng I am? Ano? I was, di ba? Pag past tense. At tanong ko kayo, si Abraham, si Jacob, at saka si Joseph, buhay pa ba sila? Wala na, no? Patay na, no? So, nung sinabi ng Diyos, I am the God of Abraham. Sa grammar, tama ba yun? dapat I was the God of Abraham. Kasi namatay na si Abraham eh. Namatay na si Jacob, namatay na si Joseph. Pero nung sinabi ng Diyos, sabi niya, I am. Anong ibig sabihin nun? Yumao na yung katawan ni Abraham, namatay na yung katawan ni Jacob, namatay na yung katawan ni Joseph. Pero ang kaluluwa nila ay buhay. Buhay pa sila. Kaya sinabi ng Panginoon, I am the God of thy fathers. Kahit na yung katawan nila, nilibing mo na sa akin ang kanilang kaluluwa at sila'y buhay sa langit. So sinabi ng Panginoon, I am the God. God is holy. God is the God of the living, not the dead. And we also learn, iningatan natin na ang pagsamba sa iningatan natin ang pagsamba sa Panginoon kasi siya ay banal. Kaya dapat pag umupo tayo ng maayos. Pakinig tayo ng maayos. Bakit? Kasi si pastor, hindi. Kasi meron tayong Panginoon na banal. Amen? Kaya dapat iwasan natin ang kamunduhan sapagkat siya ay hindi katulad natin. Ibang-iba ang Diyos sa atin. Iba ang Diyos sa atin. At number three, so we see the revelation of God, the message of God, and the meaning of it. Now let's see the promise of God. The promise of God in verse number 7. And the Lord said, I have surely seen the affliction of my people which are in Egypt, and have heard their cry by the reason of their taskmasters, for I know their sorrows. Sabi ng Panginoon. Ang pangako ng tagumpay. So nakita natin ang pangitain mula sa palumpong, ang pagbubunyag ng Panginoon, at ngayon, ang pangako ng tagumpay. Ang habag ng Panginoon ay makikita natin dito. Nakita niya ang paghihirap ng bayan. Narinig niya ang kanilang daing. Alam niya ang kanilang pagdurusa at siya ay naawa. Verse number 8, I am come down to deliver them out of the land of Egypt, out of the hand of the Egyptians, sabi ng Panginoon. At siya ay bumaba upang iligtas sila mula sa kamay ng mga Ehipto. Alam niyo po, eto po ang ebanghelyo ng Panginoon. Narinig niya ang pagdurusa ng mga tao. Narinig niya ang nakikita niya ang sakit na ng mga tao, ang paghihirap ng bayan. Narinig niya ang kanilang mga daing. At siya ay bumaba. Kailan bumaba ang Panginoong Hesukristo? Mga 2,000 years ago na, 2017 years ago, nagkatawang tao ang Diyos. Siya ay pinako sa krus ng Kalbaryo. At nung siya ay pinako sa krus ng Kalbaryo, anong ginawa niya? Kinuha niya ang lahat ng ating mga kasalanan. At anong ginawa sa kanya? Siya ay namatay, nilibing, at siya, after 3 days, no? Ano nangyari? Siya ay muling nabuhay. Para patunayan sa lahat ng tao na ang tunay na tagumpay ay na kay Hesukristo. Kung tanggapin mo siya bilang iyong Panginoon, Diyos at tagapagligtas, kukunin niya ang lahat ng iyong mga kasalanan at ibibigay niya sa iyo ang lahat ng kanyang kabanalan. Ito po ang good news. This is why Exodus captures a picture of salvation. God heard the sinful cry. God sees the results of sin. God sends a Savior, and whosoever believeth on Him shall never perish, but have everlasting life. Ang mga resolusyon ng Panginoon ito, ililigtas ko sila mula sa Ehipto at idadala ko sila sa Canaan, sa magandang lugar. Alam niyo po, pag tinanggap mo ang Panginoong Hesukristo, ililigtas ka niya sa impyerno. Hindi na pupunta ang iyong kaluluwa sa impyerno. Dadalhin ka sa mas maganda pang lugar. Pagdating ng pagkakataon na harap ka sa Diyos, ilalagay ka sa napakagandang lugar sa langit. Ganito ang kaligtasan ng kaluluwa at ito ang alok ng Diyos sa inyo ngayong umaga.
Would you bow your heads and close your eyes at this time? What a true picture of salvation. God hears the sinner's prayer. God came down from heaven. Through the person of Jesus Christ, He became a man. He took upon Him our sins. He grants unto all salvation. Anyone who calls upon the name of the Lord, anyone who repents of sin, turn from their sinful ways, turn from their false views and their false doctrine, and receives with open heart the Lord Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior of your life, God's going to take you out of this world of sin and will get you into heaven, a new place, a new Jerusalem. He is, in a way, He is our Moses. Wala na si Moises. Nasa langit na si Moises. Pero binigyan tayo ng Moises ng Diyos Ama. Yun ay ang Diyos Anak. He is our deliverer. Jesus Christ, not Moses, better than Moses, greater than Moses. Therefore, the life that God gives us is greater than the life that Moses could ever give to the children of Israel. God gives us heaven. He promises eternal life. Friend, will you trust in Him? Will you turn from your sin? Will you turn from your wicked ways and call upon the name of the Lord to save you? Mahal ka ng Panginoon, nagpadala siya ng tagapagligtas. Tatanggapin mo ba ang tagapagligtas? Magsisisi, magsasampala tayo sa Kanya. Yun ang dapat mong gawin sa araw na ito. Nawa, tulungan ka ng Banal na Espiritu na tumingin sa mukha ng Panginoong Jesucristo ngayon at tanggapin siya bilang Panginoon, tagapagligtas, Diyos ng iyong buhay.